it, but well. So what? No, it's Pink. You wanted Pink. Right, turn off the lights. We gonna. I don't know his song. I thought we were going to play So What? I'll be a rock star.
No, I haven't got that song.
Oh.
Oh, let me just do this. What should I do? I want to email.
I don't know this one either.
Now I'm joined in the every time I'm joined in the studio by beauty feature writer extraordinaire, beauty product tester, beautiful woman as well. It's Molly Miller, who writes for Brentwood Gazette series, which goes all over Brentwood. She does a wonderful beauty feature every week, and she comes in every 2 weeks here to talk about beauty products that she reviews, and we both check them out. Not, I don't check them out at home. I sort of like dip my fingers in the products, but she comes in every week. So how are you, Molly?
I'm a bit high on caffeine actually. I you know what, it's really bad, and I shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway because I've started saying it, but I love the smell of petrol, like I like the smell of leather. And so I went, my car was on empty just as I was getting here. It started saying refuel, and I was having a panic attack, but I just went and quickly filled some petrol up, and where I was doing it so quickly, it went over my hand. Oh. And, but I like the smell. Just
I think a lot of people like the smell of leather and petrol.
It's nice, like a masculine male smell, but I'm walking on fire Saturday night.
Well, not covered in petrol.
No.
That'll be a quick walk.
But that reminded me, so I'm walking on. I can't hear myself very well. Actually, I can't.
Turn the headphones up. Don't do that with the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Don't wake the microphone like that. It's not helping. Gentle, delicate hands covered in petrol all over our equipment. Now, hello to all the guys that are listening out there, because we've got loads of people listening out there from all the PR companies. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hope you're all well, and thank you for sending in some lovely goodies. I've got some really good things here today. First of all, because I like anything to do with charity, obviously, this is the Lush. Now, you know Lush, Lush, the shop that smells in whenever I go shopping, and I always smell Lush. And to be honest, sometimes it gives me a bit of a headache because it's quite a strong smell, but the actual individual products, when they're lovely. This is new. Now, this is Lush's charity pot. Now, it's this pot here is $12.95, but it's a hand and body lotion.
Yeah.
But basically, all the money goes to charity, apart from the VAT, and it's basically going to small grassroots causes working for people, animals, and the environment. So I'm just kind of like reading a bit off the press release here, but this hand and body lotion in it, it's got moringa oil in it, it's got aloe vera in it. Here, I have a sniff of that. It's got in it jojoba. It's got in it lemon. So basically the whole of the package, everything there goes to charity. So you can go on to Lush to find out more about that. It's nice, isn't it?
£12
It's called the Slush Fund ingredients, but it's a new charity pot. So sorry, I haven't had time to read everything at the moment. This one's got geranium oil, it's got ylang ylang in it, you've got the rosewood oils, but it just smells so amazing. And I love Lush. Sticking with the kind of Lush theme, do you remember Bomb Cosmetics?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure they've been around for a while. Bomb Cosmetics, I'm sure they did, like I'm talking like 20 odd years ago, 30 years ago.
Oh, that's nice.
But these, isn't that lovely? Ooh. This basically is a range that's very similar to Lush. You've got all the, but I mean, it's absolutely delectable. When you look at these, you'll love this. It's basically, you've got here these bath melts, and they look like the most beautiful cupcakes, and you actually want to eat them, and they're butter-based bath melts. And they've got in them, this one I've got here is the orange blossom and jasmine brulee, and it's got in it pure geranium and jasmine oils, it's got in it orange blossom, but basically it looks like the most amazing cupcake. You actually want to eat it with a rose in the middle. And they make, look at that, isn't
that lovely?
Gorgeous.
And they make fantastic little gifts.
Oh,
as well.
Really nice gifts, and they're so reasonable. I mean, that's $3.49.
Wow.
And I have got to say, if you've got any children's parties, like especially my daughter, she's coming up to 11, but rather than do a party bag or something like that, I would just go online and order some of these and just get like a handful of these to give out as gifts. I mean, you can make up your own little basket. Here you've got the shower gel.
How much is the shower gel?
The shower gel is £7.99
Now,
a shower
I would
gel.
Have thought, now I'm very particular with my shower gels, but having smelt that, I would have put that in about the £12.50.
It's yummy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You actually want to drink it. I mean, that smells
don't
like my
do that. You've already had petrol today.
I know. It smells like, as I say, it smells like strawberry daiquiri, doesn't it? It's got in it. What's it got in it? It does smell like my daiquiri.
Everybody's sending me through now. I think I've got a fizz bomb from Lush. You've got Linda Heath is saying, I love Lush too. I love the bath bombs. See what I mean?
Yeah, well, this isn't Lush, this one. This is Bomb Cosmetics, and it's available from www.bombcosmetics.co.uk. Look at that soap. Get that out of the packaging. Have a whiff of it. It's amazing. And the soaps are...
Ooh, lovely.
The soaps are $2.49.
Wow. And
so you could get that with that and that. You can get the most beautiful present. I mean, it's a shame Mother's Day's over, but I would love something like this. And they've got so many essential oils in it. I mean, this is called Lime and Dandy, which obviously, so it's got lemongrass in it.
They look really fancy, and that's Bomb Cosmetics.
Yeah, they look amazing. They're all handmade. They've got the most amazing essential oils in. And, yeah, they're lovely. I'm going to smother myself. Actually, I'm not going to smother myself in it. Well... I will, but when I next have my bath.
In a couple of weeks at least. Now, Kenny Elvin has said Lush little charity pot is £1. That's what
Is it? Let me have a look.
I think she's got, she means like if you get a little charity pot as well, you can do that.
So, okay, let me have a look on here. Yes, the Lush's charity pot is £1 for 10 grams. £6.95 for 95 grams and £12.95 for 240 grams.
Yeah.
So, but what a good idea. I mean, it's a really good idea, isn't it?
Thanks very much for that, Kenny. Right, I've just got to do a quick bit of travel.
Okay,
then we're going to come back. Just relax, Molly, you're fine.
And it's the coffee.
It's the coffee, I know. Never mind. Not the coffin, the coffee.
No, but it might be the coffin after Saturday night. I mean, my feet, I'm dreading getting them out. I mean, that's the last thing I show in a relationship is my feet. Quick, ads.
You all right then, petrolhead?
Yeah, oh God, it's meant to sound terrible, doesn't it? Because petrol's very bad for you.
It is. If you drink it, I mean, if anyone's out there, don't attempt to drink petrol or put it over your body for any beauty reasons.
No, never, never.
Or do the firewalk covered in petrol.
I know, no. I mean, you know, it can be addictive. It's really bad, isn't it? Like an addictive smell. I just like the smell of it in leather, that's all. So I just sniffing my fingers around.
You're listening to the dulcet tones of Molly Miller, who's here with a beauty feature called Ask Molly.
Ask Molly the petrol fumes.
Yeah.
Ask Molly sniffing her fingers.
Yeah, don't wear any petrol at the weekend if you're going to be doing the firewalk. We don't want to see the last firewalk taking place by Molly. She just went out in a blaze of glory. Now, what next product have you got?
Okay, I'm going to go on to some macadamia nut oil.
Ooh.
Now, this is a hair treatment. It's $12.95. It's available from www.macadamiahair.co.uk. I've used this before. It's really good. Now, what I love about it is you can either mix a couple of drops. It's basically a macadamia natural nut. It's very good. It basically helps reduce the drying time of your hair. It helps extend the life of your colour. It's got a natural UV protection. sorry. And... giggles.
What's wrong with you?
It's the caffeine. It really is a caffeine. Anyway, and basically, it's very good for detangling and frizziness. Now, you can either just put a couple of drops in your hair dry, and it will really help with any frizziness. Or what I like about it is that you can use it, just put a couple of drops maybe in your shampoo or in your conditioner. And so I like that you can just use it in multiple ways. Because
I better put this all over my head. A little bit of the smell, because my hair's like a frizz bomb this morning.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It smells nice.
Does it smell nice? Yeah, I've not actually smelt it. I mean, I've used it before, but I'm...
Can I try a little bit on my
hair? Yeah, of course you can. But as I say, it's really good because it sort of penetrates deep into the cuticles.
Yeah.
And it just leaves it... It's like a lot of oils. Yeah. It will leave it looking softer, feeling softer and shinier.
One pump? Is it one pump?
Yeah, try it. Just, you only need a little bit. Go on, keep pumping.
There we go.
You're just dripping it on. You're dripping and you're pumping.
I'm sorry. I'll put it in my hair now. I'll just take my headphones off. Go on, carry on.
Anyway, so... Oh, can you close it up? Because I know I'll be driving and it'll go everywhere on me. So, yeah, but I have used it before, but I love that you can use it when you're in the shower because I always find my hair's quite fine, and if I put any oils on my hair, it doesn't matter what they do, it does leave it quite lank. But that using a conditioner, yeah, see, look, it's good. It's really good. It's brilliant. I mean, your hair's very, very thick, and it's really, yeah, it's very good. Moving on, I think these are so sweet. Again, this makes a lovely present. This is from Ted Baker. Now, I always associate Ted Baker with clothes.
Yeah.
Very rarely, and I've smelt their perfumes. Their perfumes are lovely. But they've got these lovely eyelash curlers, nail clippers, nail buffers, and they're £5. They're available from Boots, but they make really sweet presents. The packaging is, I know you shouldn't go for packaging, but they just make, they look really nice, really yep. classy. And I say they're between £5. The eyelash curlers, I think, are about £8, and the tweezers are £6. But they do look really sweet, so that would make a lovely gift for somebody.
Yep.
But, you know, if you want some nice, decent eyelash curlers, go for these ones. I'd usually use Shumira ones,
yep.
But these are really good. Nail clippers, to be honest, I don't use them, but I use them on my children, so yep. but they just look nice. This here is the aftershave. Now, this is a great kit for Father's Day. This is the new Tour de Ted, and basically it's the mini travel kit. It's got in it hair and body wash, it's got in it body spray, another hair and body wash, another body spray in two different fragrances, all in a nice bag. This is brilliant for your dad, especially if he goes to the gym, or for many of you go to the gym, you've got all your minis in there, or for holidays. You can have a sniff of that if you want. Have a sniff. Always sniffing. Yeah, really nice, very refreshing. I love men's smell. I know.
Well, some of them anyway.
Yeah. I love that refreshing smell. But not, as I've always said, I don't like it when something chokes you. You know.
Or somebody chokes you. There you go. Always a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah. Anyway. No, we're not talking about the asphyxiation
no,
thing again.
No, let's not go there. I was going to say, Eau Sauvage was a great aftershave, but I don't even know they do it now. I can't remember. It's one of the big, it was like a lemony. I like sort of lemony kind of.
Oh, I love lemony. I like lemony, or I like leather. I actually wear leather aftershave myself for me. I like a real testosterone-y smell.
Yeah.
You know, you want, I always say this to you, but you want a man to be a man. Yeah, like alpha male.
Yes, well, sometimes. I mean, most of the men that want to go out with me are very girly, to be quite honest.
Really?
Yeah, it's because
Brentwood.
It's because I'm more of a man. Well, I've never been out with anyone from Brentwood. I only really wanted to go out with Mickey Norcross just for a dinner. But
why?
Because I thought he had nice green eyes.
He has got nice green eyes. Yeah. Well, I've not really looked at them.
I was way out of my league then. Lynn said to me, he's got a girlfriend, she's really pretty. And she didn't mean it quite like that. And she said she was about 21. I went, oh, Lynn. I said, as if I had a chance. But it was like, you know, poor Lynn, she was trying to sort of, you know, break it to me gently that I had no chance whatsoever.
I read somewhere he's got Rottweilers, and I love Rottweilers.
Oh.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? I just like a dog to be a dog. Like I'm a... God, that sounds wrong.
I like a dog to be a dog and a man
to be a man. Yeah, forget all these poodle little... Not poodle dogs, I'm going to get a load of dog people after me now. But you know, these poodles. Little ham... Yeah, poodles chasing me down the road.
With leather and petrol in their hands. They haven't got hands, they've got paws, haven't they? Get over your brothers in here.
No. But like, when you see big men with little dogs... And you just think,
why?
Yeah. You're a man. Be a man. I mean, I want a really scary dog because I'm often in the woods at the moment, and I want a dog to scare people.
Will you stop telling people where you are every day when you're running, like you did last month?
I know. I got told
every
off
day
that.
You can find me at 5 o'clock in the evening. I'll be running. It's a lovely isolated place. Nobody will ever find me if you decide to kill me and bury me there.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I know. I stopped doing that actually, but I did. I'd always said that I want my ashes scattered over Thorndon with Rule the World.
Well, anyway. How the firework goes. The firewalk goes on the weekend. You might get your luck.
All right, just remember to sing "Rule the World."
I will.
You know, right?
Anyway,
right. This one I mentioned last time I was on here, but they couldn't find the recording, so I said I'd come back on here. This is the M2 Lashes, the eyelash activating serum. Now it is really expensive. It's £123. Do you remember I mentioned it last time?
Yes. Yep.
But what is good about it? So basically, it's got the analog of the prostaglandin in it, so the growth hormone. And in America, anything like this, you would have to get on prescription. It's got its competitors. You would normally have a normally you have to get a prescription to buy it, and this is better. And I can honestly say I haven't started using it yet. I do need to test it out, but I've read all the press release on it, and I've looked at the ingredients, and I've compared it to Revitalash, which is very good as well. I did like Revitalash, although it did make my eyes a little bit red. And this looks better than Revitalash. It's M2 lashes. Basically, you apply it every evening for about... You normally see results within about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm expecting... I'm going to start using it tonight, and I'm expecting to see results sooner than that.
Yeah.
Because it's got better ingredients than the Revitalash. But it's because it's got this prostaglandin in it, which is well known. And it's safe as well.
Right.
So that's the main, most important thing, is that it's safe to use. It's been tested by, obviously, by Thomas. The optometrist, I can never say the word, you know.
Don't look at me today. What are you talking about?
Right, and this one here is, I've got here, Dentec. So I'm always flossing, and...
So you came in actually with some flosses about 6 months ago,
yeah.
And I tested them because you gave me a bag, and yeah. I've been using them ever since. So I love flossing now.
I always floss. And the little handy ones,
you can just...
Well, this is the same. This is basically Dentec Floss Picks. So whether you're going to festivals, if you're a bride, oh, you do need these in your little bag if you're a bride. I will... In fact, do you want one? Here are.
Yeah.
Here
I love
them. Pink or purple?
Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, purple.
No, go on, have the pink.
Oh,
I like pink. So basically, this is floss picks and carry case.
Ooh.
And you've got, and so you can just refill them. And this, do you know what? When you're going for dinners, there's nothing worse than smiling at somebody afterwards and you've got a seed stuck in your mouth. And
or maybe a whole fish or something. Yeah. And they get in there.
Oh, something worse, which I'm not going to go there.
Chicken.
No.
Anyway,
no, quick.
What is wrong with you today?
It's the coffee.
It's a coffee and petrol.
But these are $2.99, and they're available from Superdrug, and everyone should floss. I mean, flossing is such an important part of dental care, and you wouldn't believe the amount of men I know that don't floss.
It's because you get this... because once you get food trapped, and I've had this before, you sort of think, something's gone wrong with one of my teeth. You know that horrible taste you get sometimes in your mouth?
Gross.
And sometimes you can't smell it, but and other people can smell it, and you've got this really nasty smell, and it's not until you floss you actually get the dead food out.
Oh, that's
the dead food. The food that's died in my mouth.
Right.
Right. Sorry. Okay, right. If we go, we might get on with it. What's in that bag?
Ooh.
Liz Earl. I do like me Liz Earl.
Ooh. Well, this one, actually, because I sent you the price, it's around £14.50 or something. But anyway, I love a bit of Liz Earl.
Yeah.
And it's their 100th. It's the 100 awards. So this is the award-winning cleanse and polish. It's won its 100th award, basically. And it's the hot cloth cleanser. And it's got in it. Have you ever smelt it?
It's absolutely fantastic. You smother it all over your face. It takes up eye makeup. You get two muslin
everything.
Cloths. Run them under some warm water and you just wipe everything off.
And it's got beautiful. In it. It's got in it rosemary, chamomile, cocoa butter. It's got eucalyptus essential oil. And because basically the cloths, they naturally exfoliate.
Yep.
So it's quite a gentle exfoliation. But it does get rid of absolutely everything. And with Liz Earl, I always say this, with lovely essential oil products such as hers, it's more like a ritual. It's like it when you breathe in the smell, it instantly relaxes you. It's like what Clarins do with their bubble bath. Clarins bubble bath. I haven't got any here at the moment. But when you can actually get the bubble bath and massage it into you. One of the PRs told me this. And the essential oils, you just breathe in it, just releases tension. And it's the same with Liz Earl, with her products. They are actually more like for mind and well-being. So did you want me to cut now for a minute or
we'll just have a little break, and we're going to come back for a very quick time after 12 o'clock, because I don't want you to rush through that. But Liz Earl, you can actually get Liz Earl stuff. They've got loads of shops now. The perfumes are very nice as well. The thing is, Liz Earl, you do get some really good bargains on QVC with the really big cleanse and polish and the different stuff. But if you've got very sensitive skin, and it's also good, the reason I haven't used it for a while, the reason I did like using it is because you can put it around your eyes and it'll take your eye makeup off. And I'm currently using something by Elemis, which is a cleansing gel which you rub in and it warms up on your skin. It's like a balm. Around the eyes, I don't think you meant to use it around the eyes, because every time I have, I'm like going, oh, my eyes are really watering. So.
Yeah, I do know the one you mean. It's the melting gel. Yeah. I know exactly which one you mean. Yeah.
But it smells really nice, but you can't use it around your eyes.